Chapter 13. We flew across acres of clouds while diligently following the compass's directions. We were traveling fast, but no matter how hard the dragons beat their massive, jade-hued wings, the evening sky was growing darker by the second. Specks of glittering stars were spreading across the navy blue skies, and they contrasted against the blood-orange horizon. Dusk quickly approached, and I knew we'd have to find somewhere to stop for the night. "Fly lower," I commanded into my dragon's ear. "We need to scope the area before we land and make camp." My bonded beast nodded in agreement before he swiftly dove beneath the clouds and finally came to a steady stop several feet above the ground. Beneath my dragon, there were expansive emerald green fields covered with flowers and various forest creatures. The setting sun made everything glow bright orange, and the air smelled like spring. Despite its beauty, I knew this realm was poisoned by holy and pure magic, and it left a sour taste in my mouth. I missed the melancholy lands and forests of our domain, and for a moment I yearned for the steel-gray stone walls of Scholomance and the darkly lit hallways. I missed the way Cordelia's voice would emerge out from nowhere in the morning. I missed so many other things as well, like how our professors would greet us at the beginning of class, or taking the time to learn a new spell or potion. If I were being honest with myself, I missed every inch of the academy with all my heart, and I couldn't wait to take Samara there, once I made her a part of my unholy coven. The unexpected thought of the elder goddess sent a tense shiver down my spine, and when I closed my eyes, I saw her. She sat in a dark room, in an empty corner, alone, and dressed in a long, sheer white gown, and she rubbed the corners of her temples and took a long, deep breath. The goddess looked defeated, and her eyes were swollen like she'd been crying.
"Get out,"
she muttered without looking at me.
"I can feel you watching me."
"I'm not going anywhere. You know we're coming for you, Samara. Why don't you save yourself the trouble and give up now? Then I'll be gentler with you when the time comes to claim your body and soul."
"Never!"
The fierce goddess spat, and then her ocean eyes fixated on me.
"If you want me as your servant or slave to the darkness, you're going to have to defeat me yourself."
"And I will." I shrugged. "It's only a matter of time."
"For heaven's sakes, get out!"
"Very well," I responded after a long moment. "But I'll be seeing you soon, Samara. Goodbye for now." The last thing I heard before I released Samara was her voice cackling like a madwoman in the distance. I couldn't tell what possessed her to laugh at the last second, but it didn't matter. She'd be mine soon enough. I returned to reality and found the sky was even darker. And when I turned around to look at the other women, they were all seated upright and staring off into the distance. Even Penelope, Marina, and Faye seemed to be in better spirits after their poisonous injuries, and vibrant color had finally returned to their faces. Whatever venom had been coursing through their veins, it was long gone by now. I looked back down at the compass around my neck, and since it was still pointing in a steady direction, I figured it wouldn't hurt to stop upon a random spot in a field and rest for the night. Before we made ourselves comfortable, I wanted to be sure there was no danger around us, so I cleared my mind, and in my head I uttered the ancient incantation Theodora taught us to search for unseen peril. "Periculum." I mentally uttered this spell and didn't feel an ounce of peril in the air. And when I looked toward the sky, I knew we only had a few more minutes until the sun completely set. "We should land here," I ordered, as I pointed to an open patch of land surrounded by willow trees. "It's safe."
"Yes, master,"
my coven replied without missing a beat. We landed on the grass, and when we climbed off our beasts, I gave them permission to fly away and do whatever they desired. At least until we needed them again.
"I think we certainly deserve a long night of rest,"
Vanessa sighed before she whipped out her wand and swerved it in one long, perfect circle. The professor managed to create another set of tents, but this time there were three instead of two.
Pr- Professor, is there a reason why you've set up three tents instead of two?
Yes, I believe Mr. Cole should take the night to rest on his own. He used a great deal of energy today.
Very well. We'll sleep without him, as long as he agrees.
Yeah, I'll be fine on my own for one night. Let's all turn in, shall we? The women nodded in agreement before slipping into their tents, and before I headed into my own private quarters, I watched as the familiars formed a love pile in the middle of the campsite. Alex, I said before he could cuddle up next to Sylvia, be sure to take turns looking out. I know I didn't sense any danger here, but the night could always surprise us.
I will,
he answered in my head. I flashed my familiar a small smile before I went inside my tent and marveled at the fine silks, feathery pillows, and thick blankets splayed on the grass. As usual, Vanessa did her best to ensure our comfort for the night, and I couldn't wait until I could rest my head and close my eyes. I stripped off my clothes, since the air was warm, and decided to sleep completely naked. My body hit the silks a moment later, and I found myself quickly drifting into a deep, peaceful slumber. It felt like I'd been asleep for at least a couple of hours when something instantly woke me up. I heard a small rustling sound, and when I shot up and rubbed the sleep from my eyes, Faye, Beatrix, Akira, and Marina were at the foot of my blanket. It was dark, but each of them smiled at me, fumbled with their buttons, and tore off their skirts.
Master.
Akira panted before she tossed her clothes carelessly aside.
We need you. We need your cock deep inside us. She's right, Master.
Faye purred with wide green eyes that glowed with lust even in the dark.
I tried to sleep, but I kept dreaming about feeling your warm, muscular body against mine.
Oh, is that so? I smirked. Well, tell me more.
Oh, your power is so intoxicating, Master, especially when you destroyed those guards.
Beatrix blurted out, and a small blush crept across her face.
It made me so wet, and all I wanted at that moment was for you to rip my clothes off and take me right there. I didn't care if all eyes were on us. All I knew was how badly I needed you. She speaks truly. When those holy fuckers burst into nothingness and we flew off into the sky, the only thing I could think about was you and your magnificent cock. I wanted you to thrust your member deep inside me until I screamed your name over and over again. I want to look into your eyes while you fuck me and make me yours once more. There's no way we can sleep, Master.
Akira grunted before she got down on her knees.
Not until you fill each of us with your hot, thick sperm. I know I can't wait one more second, so would you please allow me to crawl over to you and taste your dick?
My cock throbbed at the row of naked women before me, and when I looked into Akira's deep ebony orbs, every inch of my body was on fire with feral desire. Well, come here, then, I demanded in a low growl, and I could already feel my member stiffening like a titanium rod. I don't want you to just taste it. I want you to suck on my cock, Akira. Go as deep as you fucking can. I want to hear you gag until I'm all the way down your throat.
Oh, with pleasure, Master.
The dark-haired beauty responded as she inched closer with an eager smile across her face.
It would be my unholy honor.
In a flash, Akira was already on her knees and positioned over my lap. I was lying down with my cock in full view, and her eyes glanced down at my rock-hard dick before she licked her purple lips, slowly leaned down, and wrapped them around my tip. The dark-haired beauty instantly moaned as she began to slowly bob up and down along my shaft, and when I grunted and tossed my head back, she started to go faster. While Akira continues to please me, I want you all to start touching each other. I ordered before I lifted my head up and my eyes focused on the other women. Marina, stick your tongue down Faye's throat. And Beatrix, I want you to stick two fingers up your pussy and plunge them deep inside until I tell you to stop. Fuck yourself until I can hear how wet you are. But you're forbidden to come. Understood?
Yes, Master.
My women responded simultaneously. I grunted with pleasure as soon as my witches began to tease and touch each other, and then my gut coiled and tightened with desire as Akira wriggled her head even further down along my shaft. The eager, black-haired Wicca moved her long tongue up and down my member in expert motions, and she gurgled and groaned as I bucked my hips upward and prodded deeper inside her mouth. The ebony-eyed witch moaned, and when I reached over to feel in between her legs, oh, she was absolutely soaked. She was always so wet for me. Even when we fucked the first time and she had pretended to hate me, her body had told a completely different story. "Keep going, Akira," I ordered in a breathless voice as I teased her sopping pussy with my fingers. "If you do well, you'll be able to swallow every drop of my unholy seed, I promise you." The other women sighed with envy when Akira started to move her head even faster and deeper along my slick shaft. I shuddered with feral pleasure when she swirled her hot tongue around my flared tip and the corners of her lips etched into a small smile. Oh, the wicked woman was enjoying herself, and when she grabbed my throbbing cock with her hands, she quickly began to bat my dick along the wide edge of her hot, wet tongue. "Fuck!" I grunted before I gripped her hair with a tight hold, and intense shivers coursed through my entire body as the sound of my member slapping against her moist tongue echoed in the tent. "Keep fucking going."
"Look at how thirsty she is for his cream."
Beatrix sighed as she pushed her fingers deeper inside her cunt.
"I wish that was me."
"Soon enough, Beatrix," I panted when I looked at the light-haired brunette. "How about for the meantime, you suck on your pussy-soaked fingers and picture my cock inside your mouth?"
"Yes, master,"
Beatrix replied with a sexy grin. I watched with wide, hungry eyes as the charm-loving Wicca slowly pulled her glistening fingers out of her bright pink folds and brought them all the way up to her full pout. She never broke eye contact with me while she swiped her shiny fingers across her lips and then gently slipped them deep inside her mouth. "Oh, good girl," I grunted before I looked back down at Akira. And by now the dark-haired beauty was moving her head up and down at an alarmingly quick speed. It made my cock twitch, and I grunted each time she neared my balls. "I'm almost there, Akira, so stop moving. I want to push my cock even deeper down your mouth. Give me full control, and just enjoy yourself." The black-eyed witch groaned with delight as I gripped her hair even tighter. Akira didn't move an inch, except to open her mouth as wide as possible, and I pushed her face down further onto my dick and groaned with ecstasy each time I forced myself deeper. Then I moved her mouth faster and faster along my slick length until my flared tip fucked the back of her throat, and each time I prodded deep inside her, I could feel myself growing closer to an explosive orgasm. Finally, Akira gently gagged, and the corners of her eyes watered, but nevertheless, she continued to obey my perfect rhythm without hesitation. I knew the Wicca was fully determined to see me finish inside her mouth, and I knew I was so fucking close. "Oh, Akira, I'm going to explode deep inside your hungry mouth," I grunted as I tightened my hold on her raven locks. "And when I do, you'd better not waste a single drop. I'm warning you now that if you do not obey my orders, you will not receive your reward, understood?" The exotic beauty mumbled as pre-cum dripped from her lips and her face turned a deeper shade of red. Hot, uninhibited desire rushed through my body as I quickly and roughly bucked my hips upward and relentlessly fucked her beautiful wanting mouth. My entire body shook as I picked up the pace and I moved faster and harder. My head started to spin out of control and my vision blurred before I exploded like a hot hose inside her mouth. The eager witch gurgled in delight and greedily started to suck and lick every single drop of thick cum I could offer her. My member twitched deep inside her mouth, and she swirled her tongue up and down my shaft until her purple lips were shining with my cream.
That was so delicious, Master.
She purred as she pulled back and licked her lips clean.
Did I do well?
Oh, exceptionally well. Now, since you obeyed every command, you may receive your reward.
I can't wait for it, Master.
The black-eyed beauty sighed before she reached for one of her perky breasts and tweaked her nipple.
I want you to spread me wide open.
I teased as I wriggled a finger in her direction. I never said you could start, now did I, Akira?
No, Master.
The ebony-eyed witch pouted before she quickly retracted her hand.
What would you have me do next?
Get down on all fucking fours, I commanded before I sat up. Then, once you present yourself to me, I'll fuck you like the wild animal you are. Do you want that?
Oh, fuck.
The black-haired witch gasped as her eyes went down to my throbbing thick cock.
I'd love that more than anything, Master.
So? What the fuck are you waiting for? Get ready for me. Position yourself as I commanded. Before I change my mind. Akira giggled with delight and excitement before she swiftly positioned herself exactly how I wanted her. And once her full ass was in view, I got on my knees behind her and slapped her left cheek. She jerked forward with a cute little gasp, and there was a full red handprint left on her skin. Then I inched closer behind her, and I began to rub my cock along her dripping pussy lips. The desperate witch moaned with desire as I neared her wide entrance, but then I pulled back when I was too close to slipping fully inside her.
Oh, Master. Oh, just the tip of your throbbing cock along my pussy feels incredible. I want your dick inside me so badly. I need to feel every thrust and touch, please.
Soon? I grunted before I leaned forward, grabbed her throat to pull her back, and whispered in her ear. But don't you dare forget I'm the one in charge. I'll fuck you when I say so.
Yes, Master, I know. But could you choke me a little harder? I love it when you're rough with me.
Yeah, perhaps I can give in to that one request. Akira giggled with delight when my grip around her throat tightened, and she moaned like a bitch in heat as she arched her back and pressed her ass along my erect, slick shaft.
Oh, please, Master. Stick your thick, perfect cock deep inside my cunt. I need you more than anything in all the realms.
How badly do you need me? I taunted, and I used my other hand to rub my throbbing head along her glistening bright folds. Do you want me to slip deep inside you?
Yes, Master.
The black-eyed witch pleaded as my grip on her throat tightened, and she struggled to speak.
Fuck me, please. I can't wait any longer.
Very well. I growled before I let her go, and then plunged my rigid rod deep inside her hot, wet cavern.
Yes!
Akira screamed as I slowly slipped in and then began to plow deeper inside her silky insides.
Excited, fuck, yes, Cole. Master, fuck me hard.
I grunted as I bucked against her slender hips, and her athletic body lurched forward as I took her hard and rough. As I fucked her senseless, I slid my hands up and gripped her jet-black locks, and she moaned and grunted for more. Oh, fuck me, I growled as I strengthened my hold on her. You're so tight and wet for me, Akira. I can't get enough of you.
Really, Master?
The black-eyed wicker squealed as her walls clenched and unclenched around my throbbing shaft.
Oh, that's how I feel as well.
Akira gasped as my body rocked harder against hers, and her pulsating insides clamped and shuddered around my cock. Then I moved my hand away from her and grabbed onto her slender hips, and her moans quickly grew louder and faster as our skins smacked hard against each other. Are you gonna come for me, Akira? Are you gonna scream like a wild wolf in heat?
Oh, yes, Master. I'm gonna come so hard for you.
She grunted, and when I dug my nails into her skin and drew blood, she howled with pleasure and violently trembled.
Yes, harder! Make me bleed! I'm so close, Master!
The black-eyed witch's sweltering tunnel tightened around my cock as she inched closer to her climax, and I knew she was going to come any second. I was nearing my own threshold as well, and when my entire body shuddered with desire and my head spun in furious circles, I exploded deep inside her cavern. Oh, come for me, Akira! Come all over my cock! Akira screamed and moaned with delight as her entire body trembled and her walls violently clamped and sucked my dick for every precious speck of cream inside me. She sighed with pleasure and satisfaction as I loosened my grip on her, and when I gently plopped out of her, thick white fluid spilled from her pussy like a waterfall. That was fucking incredible. I grinned before I slapped her ass and gestured for her to join the others. And once she was seated with the patient witches, I leaned back, folded my hands behind my head, and carefully studied the other women. Let's see. Well, this is an important decision, because whoever I choose next will get to ride my cock. I looked at each witch, and their eyes all went wide with anticipation, as their cheeks burned bright with desire. I slowly licked my lips and carefully studied each gorgeous woman, and I pictured who I wanted on top of me. Finally, my glance landed on Faye, with her blood-red hair and slick pout, and I beckoned for her to come closer. "Get over here, Faye," I commanded in a low growl, and when she was close enough, I whispered into her ear. "Do you think you can handle riding and bouncing on my cock? Or shall I leave you be?"
"Of course I can do it. Master,"
she replied, and she gasped and moaned with pleasure as I nipped her earlobe. Then the vivacious redhead started to bite down on her lip and move her hips back and forth.
"Should I begin, Master? I'd love nothing more than to slide you deep inside me."
"First, I want you to lick my cum-soaked cock," I demanded as I stared deeply into her eyes. "Then, when you go as deep as you can and I hear you gag, that's when I'll give you permission to spread those legs wide open and slide onto my dick."
"Yes, sir,"
Faye purred with a small smile.
"I'd be more than honored to do whatever you desire."
"That's what I like to hear," I chuckled before I relaxed my body. I watched with careful eyes as the spirited redhead slowly crawled closer to me and began to slowly lick my cock from the tip and down to my balls. I shuddered with delight when Faye's tongue trailed down to my thick flared tip, and then she slowly swirled around my thick member. Finally, she took me all the way in, and I gasped and grunted before she wriggled her head all the way down to my balls. She gently gagged once I was deep inside her throat, but she continued to bob her head along my cock. Oh, Faye knew exactly what she was doing, and I couldn't help but toss back my head and grunt with animalistic pleasure as she sucked and slurped along my length. "Oh, good girl," I gasped as I looked down at the redhead, and her eyes were glimmering with desperate craving. I knew I teased her long enough, and my body was just as desperate for hers as she was for mine. "Now you can ride me like a wild stallion. I know how much you enjoy that."
"Thank you, Master."
She giggled after she gently pulled her mouth away from my slick cock.
"I promise to please you entirely."
"Oh, I have no doubt," I smirked. "Now stop talking and climb on top of me. Show me what you can do." Without hesitation, Faye slowly spread her lean legs apart and hovered her bare pussy over my erect pole. Then she slowly slid down onto my cock, and we locked eyes with one another and groaned with instant satisfaction. "Fuck," I muttered before she slowly began to rock her body against mine. "Satan, you feel fucking incredible, Faye."
"Master,"
she gasped with quivering lips before she tossed back her long red hair.
I can feel you deep inside me. Oh, you have no idea how long I've been longing to feel your unholy cock inside my tight, hungry pussy. And I can't wait until you fill me to the brim with your creamy seed.
You'll be filled up when the time is just right. I teased before I reached up and pinched one of her swollen nipples, and then I roughly squeezed her tit. I guarantee you'll be pleased. Faye bit down on her lip and closed her eyes as I continued to caress and pinch her rosy buds. When her movements became more demanding, a fiery sensation coiled in my stomach, and my cock twitched as I marveled at the way her body moved effortlessly like water. It didn't take long before she began to bounce fervently on my dick, and with each lively spring she went deeper and moaned louder.
Fuck, 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 fuck!
The redhead cried out, and her eyes were glassy and as wide as dinner plates.
Oh, Satan, I need you, my master. I need you more than food or water. I don't think I can live without you.
So prove it to me. I grunted before I grabbed onto her wide hips and guided her faster along my length. As I bounced her up and down along my slick cock, her cries became louder and her breathing more erratic. Her hot, wet walls fiercely clenched onto my dick, and with each grasp I could feel myself growing closer to a mind-blowing orgasm. Come hard for me, Faye. I want to see you make a fucking mess all over my cock. Come everywhere, that's an order.
Yes, master!
Faye screamed with her eyes squeezed shut, and then her body bounced up and down faster and faster.
I'm coming!
The redhead's sweltering walls clamped viciously around my throbbing length, and when I bucked my hips quickly upward, the tip of my dick scraped along the walls of her cervix. I grinned at her ragged gasp before I moved my hips with even more fervor, and when my thrusts became intensely quick and hard, she began to scream like a wild animal. She then tossed back her hair as sweat dripped between her freckled breasts, and when she looked back down at me, her face turned a deep shade of red. And that's when I knew she was close to another orgasm.
Look at her move. She's going so fast it's almost difficult to keep up. That's because she's an expert rider.
Akira chuckled before she planted soft kisses along Marina's neck.
She knows exactly how to please our master. And he knows how to satisfy me.
Faye panted as her cheeks turned as red as her hair, and more sweat trickled in between her freckled breasts.
Oh, Satan, I'm going to explode again. I can't hold back.
So do it. I ordered as my cock twitched deep inside her warm cavern. Let's come together. Scream my fucking name and look at me when you do.
Cole!
Faye squealed like a wild animal as her feral eyes bored into mine.
Holy fuck!
When I heard the sound of my name, my dick convulsed and immediately released a thick, creamy load of cum deep inside her trembling pussy. I came deep inside her as she called my name out repeatedly, and her walls clamped like a bear trap around my cock. Our mixed fluids spilled down her thighs, and they dripped everywhere while we both desperately gasped for air. When a few moments had passed, the panting redhead slowly bent down and planted a deep kiss on my lips, and our hot tongues snaked together as she moaned deep inside my mouth. The burning sensation of her passionate kiss sent a ripple of chills through my body, and I grew hard again when she sighed with intense satisfaction.
That was amazing, master.
The redhead breathed once she slid off my cock, and a wet plopping sound echoed in the air.
I'm soaked with your cum, all the way to the fucking brim.
Well, then perhaps we should have Akira lick you clean, I suggested with an arched eyebrow. Join the others and spread your legs nice and wide in front of her. I want to see her long tongue deep inside your pretty pussy.
Yes, master.
Faye responded, and when she crawled toward Akira, the black-eyed witch's eyes glowed with eagerness.
I'd love to lick your cum from a pussy, master.
The black-haired beauty purred as the redhead approached her.
I'll be sure to savor every single delicious drop.
I watched with a hardening cock as Faye situated herself in front of Akira and spread her freckled legs apart, and Akira brushed back her dark shoulder-length hair before she lowered her head and plunged her long tongue deep inside Faye's bright, abused pussy. The redhead groaned with delight and chuckled as the black-haired Wicca buried her head even further in between her plush thighs. And as Faye's soft little groans and gasps sent more blood pumping down to my cock, I knew I was ready for my next conquest. Ugh. Now, I groaned as I stared at the other two women who were busy fondling each other. Then my gaze fixated upon the lavender-haired Wicca, and I knew I needed her at once. Marina, come over here, quickly.
With pleasure, Master.
The former siren grinned.
What would you have me do first?
I want you on your back, I ordered in a low growl. I want you to present yourself to me, and don't move a fucking muscle until I tell you to.
Yes, Master. I can't wait to feel you deep inside me.
Neither can I. I chuckled before I moved my sore but eager body out of the way. Now get down on your back and lay your head on the pillows. Don't make me repeat myself again.
Yes, sir. I'm ready to do whatever you want me to. I'm yours, body and soul.
I watched silently as the gorgeous witch splayed her bare body down on the silks, and my cock throbbed uncontrollably as I stared at her full naked form. When her bright eyes met mine, she bit down on her lip and slowly slid her hand past her breasts and between her legs. She was dangerously close to slipping her slender fingers deep inside her pussy until I raised a hand to stop her. Hey! I growled with furrowed eyebrows. What did I say? I told you not to move.
Apologies, Master.
The lavender-eyed woman pouted before she retracted her hand and pulled it up to her face.
I just couldn't bear it. When I see your thick cock, it makes me lose my fucking mind.
Oh. Well, now you've disobeyed me, I'm going to have to punish you, aren't I?
Oh, Master!
Marina squealed, and I knew it was killing her not to move.
What are you going to do to me? Please tell me you're going to fuck me. I wouldn't be able to bear it if I didn't feel you deep, deep inside me. I need you.
You'll be pleased eventually. But first, I'm going to make you beg for my cock. I grunted before I hovered over her, slipping my fingers across her sopping folds, and gently pressed my thumb against her pulsating clit. You're going to be dying for it by the time I'm done with you. The lavender-haired witch moaned before she bit down on her rosy lip and stared up at me with adoring eyes.
Master, I don't think I can wait for your dick, please. It's unbearable and empty without you inside me.
Oh, too bad. I snickered before I plunged my fingers deep inside her sopping cunt. You should have listened to Satan. You're so fucking wet.
Master.
Marina desperately panted before she bit down so hard on her lip that she drew blood.
I love the way your long fingers feel inside me. Your touch is both unholy and addicting.
Oh, just wait until I'm balls deep inside your pussy. Then you'll be screaming my name over and over again. When I went deeper and deeper inside her sweltering tight tunnel, she began to toss her head back and forth, and then her cheeks deepened in color. Sweat trickled between her perky breasts as she tried to breathe, but she could only gasp greedily for air. While I increased the speed and intensity of my fingers, I leaned down and licked one of her swollen, salty nipples. She panted as I nibbled and swirled my tongue all around her butt, and when I bit down a little harder, she tossed back her head and screamed for more.
Oh, God.
The former siren shrieked with delight as I moved my fingers faster and deeper inside her silky insides.
Oh, fuck, 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 Master. I think I'm going to come.
Don't you dare. I growled before I gently pulled my slick fingers out of her opening and licked them. No. Fuck, you taste so damn good.
I'm glad I can please you, Master.
Marina breathed before I began to rub my throbbing head along her folds.
Oh, fuck, Master, yes, please, slip inside me.
Oh, I want to. I grinned as I batted my tip along her wet folds. But you forced me to punish you. Now you're going to have to wait and beg for it.
But I'm behaving now.
She whined, but each time I neared her wide opening, I quickly pulled back.
Oh, Master, please don't taunt me. I need you to fuck me, Master, please. Let me move so I can touch you.
Soon enough, I grunted. And then, when she looked deep into my eyes, I quickly pushed my rock-hard cock deep inside her. The former siren gasped like she'd been holding her breath underwater and just came back up to the surface for air. As I bucked my hips against hers and prodded deep inside her sweltering hole, she quickly wrapped her long legs around me and begged for me to go deeper. I gave in to her desires, and with all my determination, speed, and strength, I thrust deep inside her trembling tunnel until I couldn't go any deeper. The former siren moaned with delight, and her mouth gaped as I ventured further inside her hot cavern. Her trembling legs tightened even firmer around my waist, and she was struggling to breathe as I looked down at her slick, quivering body.
I love the way your muscles feel, Master.
Marina muttered as her body jerked upward and she bunched the sheets in her fists.
Oh, you're so warm and strong on top. Please don't stop fucking me. I want to come all over your cock.
Oh, I wouldn't dream of stopping any time soon. I growled as I moved my body faster and faster until I was thrusting at such a remarkable speed that Marina grunted and screamed like she was in both pleasure and pain. The former siren continued to cry out in ecstasy and breathed erratically as I plowed deeper inside her sopping cave and vulnerable body. She moaned louder and dug her sharp nails into my back, and I wildly bucked my hips against her hot, slick skin in return. Then I hit her clit, and her wet walls clenched furiously around my shaft and pulsated out of control. I knew she was close to losing her fucking mind.
Master!
Marina shrieked like a wild animal.
I can't breathe. I can only see stars. She's going to explode everywhere. She's going to make a fucking mess.
Is that true? Are you going to be my messy girl?
Yes, sir.
The wondrous witch gulped, and her eyes went as wide as saucers as she stared up at the tent ceiling.
Oh, my body is all yours, and I'm ready to come everywhere. Fuck, here I come!
Her walls violently clenched around my convulsing member, and her entire body shook as she swallowed large gulps of air. The look on her face made my cock twitch and throb until it exploded a giant bulk of thick, hot cream inside her impatient cunt. I gasped for air as my head spun and my vision blurred. Then my arms trembled as I remained connected to Marina, and her greedy pussy continued to suck and cling onto my cock until I could fill her completely up. Oh, fuck! I finally breathed once I regained some composure and steadiness. Oh, you were a good fucking girl, Marina. Now bring Beatrix to me, and I want everyone to plant her on all fours.
Yes, Master.
Marina panted before I clambered off her sore, trembling body. I watched as the lavender-eyed beauty limped toward the others, and a smile spread across my face when Akira and Marina yanked Beatrix up from the floor and brought her to the sheets.
Submit to our master. Do whatever he commands of you. Of course, I would rather die than disobey him.
The light-haired brunette whispered before she was in front of me and on her knees.
What would you have me do first, master? Would you like your cock inside my mouth?
No. I smirked. I think I'd rather taste you first. Get on all fours and submit yourself in front of me.
Yes, master.
The shy but sexy Wicca purred before she did what she was told. I watched as the submissive witch placed herself down on all fours and waited for me to do whatever the hell I wanted to her. She mewled like a cat in heat as I crawled closer and closer toward her. And when my face was just inches away from her sweet pussy, I licked her slick, hot folds.
Cole!
Do you like that? I teased before I tasted her again. I can go even deeper if you wish.
Oh, yes, please.
She begged before she arched her back even lower.
Make me yours, master. Eat me and relish in my taste before we are connected.
Only because you asked so nicely. I laughed before I buried my head in between her legs and plunged my tongue deep inside her wet hole. The witch moaned and begged for more, and as my tongue delved deeper inside her, my entire body was nearly electrocuted with pulsating desire. When I couldn't take it any longer, I pulled my head away, licked my lips, and raised my cock so I was positioned perfectly behind her. The beautiful brunette then inched her ass closer to my member and wriggled it in my direction.
Please, master.
She pleaded before she turned to look over her shoulder and pout in my direction.
Fuck me until I see the stars.
With fucking pleasure. I grunted before I stuck my rock-hard pole inside her wet, inviting opening. The gorgeous Wicca moaned loudly and consistently as I began to thrust deeper and faster inside her soaked cave, and her body quickly jerked forward as I picked up the pace. I dug my nails into her plush skin as she squealed with delight, and her walls clamped like a bear trap around my cock. Beatrix screamed before I slapped her ass and left a bright red mark on her skin.
Oh, please don't stop. I think I'm about to come everywhere. My insides feel like they're on fire. Oh, you do things to me no one else could.
Oh, is that so? I grunted before I gripped onto her hips and began to jackhammer inside her sweltering tight pussy. Beatrix gasped, and her body nearly collapsed onto the silks beneath us.
Oh, my Satan! She looks completely possessed by a sex god.
Akira snickered from the foot of the silks and blankets.
All I can see are the whites of her eyes. Well, what is our master if not a magnificent sex god?
Marina questioned, with swollen nipples and red lips.
Look, she's about to come, and it's going to make her scream for hell's mercy. Satan. Ah, she's right!
Beatrix screamed like a wild woman.
Oh, master, I'm coming!
Do it! I ordered as I fucked her rougher and faster. Be a good girl and come for me.
Shit!
The light-haired brunette cried out, and her walls trembled like an earthquake around my burning length.
I'm coming!
I gasped and exploded deep inside her pussy, and my dick twitched and leaked a bucket load of cum. Our combined juices leaked out along my shaft, and I gasped with utter satisfaction and adoration before the brunette fell down to her elbows and panted like she wasn't able to suck any air into her lungs. My own body trembled, and my head spun like a spell before I pulled out of her and laid my body down on the pillows. Lick up the rest, I ordered with my eyes closed. Beatrix didn't waste a moment before she ran her tongue along my slick, hot length, and then laid her body next to mine. You can all come here, I said in a lethargic voice to the other women. None of them wasted a moment before they hopped into the sheets with me and wrapped their warm, slick bodies against mine. I smiled as they flung their legs and arms over me, and I pressed a kiss to all the skin I could reach. Before I closed my eyes, I thought I could hear a familiar voice echoing in the back of my mind, but I slipped into oblivion before I could hear what she said.
Cole, take a look at what is in store for you and tread carefully. This isn't over just yet.